Sonoma County continues to tackle the coronavirus and the rollout of vaccinations. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Sonoma County Communications Manager Paul Gullickson. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Paul.
Hi, Michelle. I'm glad to be here.
Can you tell us, how are we doing on our path to reopening? How soon before we're out of this purple tier?
Well, that is the $10,000 question that everybody has in their mind. I would say we're doing very well, and we are getting closer and closer. It would appear that we could be just 8 days away from moving into the red tier at best, but so much depends on our maintaining our momentum and progress, and getting our testing positivity rates down, and doing more testing so we can get our adjusted rate down, and really jumping on the just helping out in the effort to with our contact tracers and limiting the spread of the virus in our community. So far we haven't gotten our metrics for today as yet, but we are right. Last time we had checked all of them, we were just below the threshold that would allow us to go into the red tier starting on Tuesday, March 16th. Now, again, that really depends. The key numbers are what comes out on Tuesday. So we're going to be watching very closely when the state posts its metrics for the blueprint for safer economy. And if we are below where we hope we're going to be, where that will be below the threshold, we'll actually be in the orange tier for both our positivity rate and our health metric, then that will make us eligible to go to the red tier in just 1 week later.
Wow.
As long as we maintain that, we could be there by a week from Tuesday. Don't hold me to it, but we're crossing our fingers.
All right, that's best case scenario then.
That's best case scenario,
okay.
Correct.
Now, Blue Shield is handling vaccine distribution in the county. How is that transition going?
So it's going slowly. I mean, they have this is not an abrupt halt. So we are working closely with Blue Shield. We have meetings with them almost every day, as we want to make sure that they are providing vaccines to all of those many community partners that we have right now that are out there putting shots in arms. And we really want to, so many of those, we have healthcare providers, we have clinics, we have various community groups that are really helping with our vaccination effort, and that has been so successful. We want to make sure we're continuing with our momentum. And I think the Blue Shield has a better understanding of all the constellation of clinics that we have created. And there's some challenges because some of them are not direct healthcare providers, so it's difficult for Blue Shield to get them under contract. So we're making sure that these smaller organizations, these non-healthcare providers, like the clinic that the Sonoma County Office of Education is providing to vaccinate teachers, or the clinic that the Sonoma County Medical Association is providing at Grace Pavilion, which is doing many of our seniors. We want to make sure that they get affiliated and that they will continue to get vaccines under this new third-party administrator program that Blue Shield is overseeing. So that it hasn't quite transitioned yet. We're still involved in distributing and allocating vaccines at this time, but we're glad that Blue Shield is taking its time, and it was not it's not an abrupt change, which we originally thought might happen as of yesterday. So
now, I've worked in pharmacy before, and medical billing, and it takes forever. It's a very crazy, yeah, convoluted process. So is there a worry that SCO and Sonoma County Medical Association will not be able to go forward in this transition and provide vaccines?
I think there was a worry early on, and I think it was a legitimate worry. We're not so worried anymore. We feel very confident that Blue Shield understands the important role both of those operations are undertaking in terms of getting shots in arms, and they are. I think we're very confident that those will be that we'll find a way to affiliate them or in some way make it so that those operations continue.
Okay, good, because they're really important, both of them, as well as other clinics out there as well.
Absolutely.
I do want to ask you about COVID-19 variants showing up in Sonoma County. What do we see?
Well, we have discovered the one variant. We had the one case that was found of the variant, the UK variant, that was found in Sonoma County. We continue to take part in both federal and state programs that will allow us to be more aware of our that occasionally do testing, which will determine whether or not there are other variants that exist in our community, which we fully expect there are, and we'll find more. It's just that there's very little testing done right now. So, the other thing that's important to note is that within a couple of months, we expect to be able to have the laboratory capability to do our own geosequencing to determine variants within our community. So, because we do see that as a long-term concern, we're not overly concerned about we're concerned about these variants because they are tend to be more contagious and they do contribute more to our community spread. So we are concerned about that. You know, we don't want to see another surge in our community, but we also are confident that the vaccines we have and are administering now do work against these variants, and we're confident about that. But the reality is that we're concerned about more mutations, and that the faster we can get vaccines in arms, the less likelihood we can have of a more problematic mutation down the road.
And has our vaccine supply increased?
You know, this is another disappointing week in that our vaccine dissemination was pretty flat. So this is going to be another week where we have primarily second doses. I say primarily because we did get 1,700 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is a one-shot vaccine. And so we're getting those out, and that's great because we're not going to need to, you know, follow up and do a second dose with those. So those are going to people who have not gotten the vaccine before. So those are first dose vaccines, if you will. But most of our other clinics will be just providing second doses. And we're hoping, and there's hopeful signs that our supplies will start to go up, particularly as we move closer to the takeover date by Blue Shield for the TPA. So we're told more vaccines are coming. We just don't know when, but so supply continues to be a concern, but we're hopeful that we'll start to see it go up.
Thanks so much for your time, Paul.
Hey, appreciate it always. Talk to you later.
That is Sonoma County Communications Manager Paul Gullickson.